the only one I don't naturally. Here I go. Ha! Hey, hey. Here come the devil. Right behind. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by the demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Turning Point founder and conservative political activist Charlie Kirk has been shot. Two law enforcement sources confirmed the shooting to ABC News. It happened during an outdoor speaking event at Utah Valley's University campus. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest.
Orem, Utah, where UVU is located, where Charlie Kirk was speaking, has a very small police department that it shares with two other communities. So I imagine the FBI is going to be heavily involved in the investigation. Utah Valley University put out an alert confirming a single shot was fired on campus toward a visiting speaker. Law enforcement officials identified to ABC News as Charlie Kirk. Police are investigating now, and the suspect is in custody.
No other details have been released about the suspect. President Trump posting on social media, quote, "We must all pray for Charlie Kirk, who has been shot, a great guy from top to bottom." This is ABC News. NASA says it's found another clue in the mystery and debate on whether life exists on the red planet.
NASA now says they've discovered evidence that life could have existed on Mars billions of years ago. It all comes from a rock discovered on the red planet last year by the Perseverance Mars rover. Representatives from the space agency say they can't find another explanation for what was discovered in the sample other than the possibility that it's signs of microbial life. Perseverance landed on Mars in 2021 and has been exploring an ancient river valley on the red planet ever since. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Novo Nordisk, the maker of weight loss drugs Ozempic and also Wegovy, says it's cutting 9,000 jobs. That turns out to be about 11% of its global workforce. The company cites competition in part for the cuts. In Florida, a jury has been seated in the trial of Ryan Ruth, the man accused in the assassination attempt of Donald Trump last year. You're listening to ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Preble High School students were sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student's arrest, and police also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring 8 alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, school superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to 6 NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastelier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current director of global space operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month, October 11th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime. WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Rhys Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Closer to the docks than the boondocks here. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. Eric here. Hey, check out our Facebook page. If you're not following us, you should be. You'll get some details on the play that goes wrong in case you'd like to purchase some tickets. Otherwise, keep listening. I will have a keyword for you in a few minutes.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Shy Lights, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name is Eric Westfall. Good afternoon to you. This week, each day, I have been giving you a keyword. It is a unique keyword each day. And with that keyword, it gives you a chance to win a pair of tickets to come see me in a week and a half at the showing of your choice of The Play That Goes Wrong up in Abrams, just 20 minutes north of Green Bay, featuring a whole bunch of other Green Bay folks. In fact, directed by a Green Bay gentleman who also runs Comedy City in De Pere. So you know it's going to be funny. And if you like to laugh, I guarantee you will laugh. You might cry. You will laugh so hard. Here is that keyword. Are you ready? It is Perkins. P-E-R-K-I-N-S. Perkins. I play Perkins the butler in the show. And I'm not a very good butler. Well, I'm an okay butler. So you can text Perkins to 920-588-8. 8957. Again, 588-8957. That text number is also located at the bottom of our website. So you can get it there if you missed it, or you can download the Civic Media app, which is going to help you with future contests. And there's a text feature right off the app there. Again, Perkins is your word. P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Surfing the Fox River or the Bay of Green Bay? I don't know that either is a good choice. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Lulu, just 18 years old when she did To Sir With Love. local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's the Buckinghams, kind of a drag. Eric here, good afternoon. We got a local news update. Connie Feldman has that for you.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Preble High School students were sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student's arrest, and people also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring eight alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, school superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to six NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastelier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current director of global space operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month, October 11th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. For Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nice and easy. You know it won't be long till we'll be down.
Yeah, the Osmonds can rock. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. We should be seeing the happenings any moment.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Thank you.
For local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. There is still time to get involved with the walk to end Alzheimer's here in Green Bay. I've got details ahead. Here's the association.
Can't forget you. The thought of you keeps
Local news and timeless hits. It's the Spinners with Dionne Warwick. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. If your family has dealt with Alzheimer's at all, you know what a difficult disease that is, not only on the person suffering from it, but family members, you know, having to care for that loved one. We want to end it, right? And that's, of course, what Walk to End Alzheimer's is all about. The Green Bay version of that walk happening Saturday, September 27th, mere feet from where I am right now on the city deck. Two courses. There's a one-mile walk and a two-mile walk, so you can accommodate most people there. If you want to get involved, you can go to act.alz.org. So that's act.alz.org. act.alz.org and get involved again September 27th. That's a Saturday.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
The Stones, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You'll find us down on the corner of Washington Street and City Deck Court. CCR, ABC News coming up, and after 4 o'clock, I'll hit you with the keyword again so you can try and score some theater tickets.
To Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Ready or not, here I come. See that used to be such fun. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready, hot or play, yeah, hide and seek, what's its name? Oh, oh.
night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.